to this. These days, it seems difficult for many of us to separate our personal identity from our job or vocation. How did this develop? What can we do about it, especially when we lose our job or face the prospect of redundancy? In fact, a recent Stuff article features an interview with a writer who lost her job with Bauer Media and considers this question of, quote, what am I if I don't have my job? And many have faced this, will be facing this. Eli alluded to it earlier in the program. People who have had careers they expected to be in for quite some time, suddenly having the rug pulled from under you. And for many, it can be devastating. With us now is the founder of Frog Recruitment, Jane Canale, to give us her thoughts on this. Jane, welcome to the program.
Hello, Wallace.
Well, nice to have you on. First of all, I mean, you know, people do get alongside income, of course, quite a bit of their identity from the job, don't they?
They sure do. It often defines people, and often for many years, depending on what it is that they're doing. So it's a very important part of someone's kind of life. And when it changes dramatically, it can create incredible stress and discomfort.
Mm. So there are dangers of perhaps attaching our too much of our identity to a job or a career, or there are sort of certain things to watch?
Yeah, look, I think in the current environment, the key to anything is to keep learning. Lifelong learning is the way to go. And one of the good things, I hope, that will come out of our current situation is that organisations are going to need new skills and new types of people doing new stuff. And it's probably digital data and design thinking. And there's all sorts of opportunities for people to retrain and actually even follow their bliss into something that they've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
Look, I've got one example for you, Wallace. MIT are currently providing the certificate in health and wellbeing to help people get into a health career free of charge. So, you know, it can be a time for significant change and for people to go in a direction they never dreamed they could.
I would like to hear from listeners this afternoon, actually, Jane, those of you who have, you know, even pre-pandemic, who have completely changed their career. Maybe they might have become redundant and entirely refocused their life. What have you gone on to do from where you were before? You can email us at thepanel@rnz.co.nz. We'll try and squeeze some feedback in for the Friday mailbag. But that idea, Jane, of skilling up in an entirely unrelated field, it's a very brave thing to do, isn't it? But have you seen that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, according to the statisticians, people these days change their job 4 or 5 or 6 times, whereas, you know, someone like me, I've been involved in the recruitment industry for 32 years. I mean, talk about a long time. Mind you, I've loved every minute of it. But others around me are really making the most of it. And the reason is because technology enables skills to be transferred. So the foundation and platform of the things that you could be doing can be applied to so many different types of environments. So it's incredibly exciting. And for the freelancers amongst us, I mean, they're just having a ball, moving from contract to project globally and now working from the comfort of their own home. So it's pretty exciting. But it's also nerve-wracking. I have to, you know, utterly be sensible there too and say that for some people this is just incredibly difficult and stressful and they need to be carefully helped.
So a lot of New Zealanders will be facing redundancy, lost their job through this through these times.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for those people?
Yep, look, I have got a couple of really simple tips. The first one I know will sound, obvious, but, you know, to remain positive. But it's really important to have your headspace in a good place when you're applying for jobs. People can determine, they can tell by the voice, you know, whether there's a little hint of discomfort or just feeling unsure. And it's very important to feel quite strong in those calls. Mm. That's the first one. There are jobs out there. I had a look on Seek today in preparation of talking with you, Wallace. There are 359 jobs all working from home. And once upon a time, they were sort of weren't necessarily roles people wanted. But now these are great career options. I'd recommend that people aren't too rigid about what they want to be doing. Flexibility in a career plan right now is the best thing to do because it's not going to be forever. So be open and be really attuned to all sorts of things that are going on and have a good CV and a really good LinkedIn profile because those tools are still highly valued in today's job economy.
Here's one for you, Jane. John says, 30 years in IT for me. Redundancy changed me to making instrument dashboards for boats.
Well, there you go. Good on him. And it's a line, isn't it? And
indeed, indeed. Yeah, very nice to have you with us, founder of Frog Recruitment, Jane Canelli. Livia, what do you make of this? In terms of career as identity, it's, you know, if you have a passion for your job, it's fantastic, isn't it? But if that's pulled from under you, devastating.
No, it is. I think it's, I mean, having worked in the advertising world for you know, 10 years, right. The redundancy is quite, happens often, you know, when a client pulls their funding. And it's a really big hit to the self-esteem, because when you're in a job, you care and you're putting in so many hours in that day to that role, so that when it's pulled from you, it literally is, so what am I then? Who am I? What is this all about? And that rejection is really hard. But if as Jane said, you get through that and you actually come out the other end and think about how you'd reinvent yourself and what is it that you want to do, then it can become a huge opportunity. And I had, you know, unfortunately I've had to put quite a few staff through redundancy in my career, and I'm sort of happy to report that of those that I've stayed in touch with, you know, they've all come out the other end going, actually, that was the best thing that's ever happened to me, even though obviously at the time it was horrendous. But they have rethought or retrained or gone into another organisation that actually fit better, whatever. So there is opportunity, and that's basically how I got into the environmental NGO world.
Really?
You know, after 10 years of advertising, yeah, and there was a big coalition of two big advertising agencies, and you know, my role and the other director's role were both made redundant, and I remember leaving and going, oh no, I'll never get another job again. That's it for me. You know, I'm over.
You now.
And yeah, and that was a week's worth. It was awful. And even then I was told, oh, you should go for this other job. And I was like, nah, I couldn't lift myself off the couch. And then I woke up and went, actually, I want to do something good with my skills. I want to do something different and good. And here I am.
So, what a great story. Hard. Eli.
Yeah. I was made redundant at the first job that I ever had. I worked at TVNZU, first job outside of university. I was presenting news at television, and I was like, I'm going to be a star. This is going to be me forever. And then like 6 months in, I was made redundant. So my approach to jobs has always been about being flexible, because everything that I've had since then, I've been like, this could be cut short. And many of them have been cut short. One positive thing that I think maybe has come out of lockdown for people, I certainly have found this, is that by working from home, spending more time at home, spending more time with the people that are most important to you, like I've reassessed my priorities as someone who is a real workaholic. I think it's like, it's been a nice time to spend time with my partner and members of my family and things like that, and kind of be like, oh, there's, you know, remind yourself there's more to life than your job.